AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden is proposing a $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue and recovery plan. Biden says the nation must address a dual crisis, the pandemic and the economic downturn caused by the pandemic.
The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight, and there's no time to waste. We have to act, and we have to act now.
The president-elect says a main portion of the plan is to get tens of millions of people vaccinated quickly.
100 million shots at the end of my first 100 days as president. This will be one of the most challenging operational efforts we have ever undertaken as a nation. We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated.
Biden notes that the recovery includes additional stimulus checks, as well as boosted unemployment, the prevention of foreclosure and eviction, and hundreds of billions in help for small businesses, schools, state, and local governments. Security is being tightened in state capitals across the country, as well as in Washington, D.C., ahead of Biden's inauguration next Wednesday. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
With less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert, monitoring individuals potentially planning violent protests.
We've already identified over 200 suspects.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking at an inauguration security briefing with Vice President Mike Pence.
We know who you are if you're out there. And FBI agents are coming to find you.
Federal officials tell the Associated Press Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has approved deploying 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. to assist with security. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Joanne Rogers, the widow of Fred Rogers and an accomplished concert pianist on her own right, has died. She was 92. This is AP News. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate could get underway just as Biden is sworn in. Pennsylvania Democrat Madeleine Dean would like some Republicans to step up.
I hope those who participated with him, many of whom are sworn elected officials, would say, I was wrong. This election was not stolen. There was not massive fraud.
A Delaware man photographed carrying a Confederate battle flag during the deadly riot at the Capitol has been arrested. Also, a retired Pennsylvania firefighter has been arrested on suspicion of throwing a fire extinguisher that hit and injured three police officers inside the Capitol. NASA declares the Mars Digger dead after failing to burrow deep into the red planet to take its temperature. Scientists in Germany spent 2 years trying to get the heat probe, dubbed the Mole, to drill into the Martian crust. It was supposed to bury itself 16 feet, but it only drilled down a couple of feet. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.